This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives will take the historic step of drafting articles of impeachment against President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will draft articles of impeachment.
His wrongdoing strikes at the very heart of our Constitution.
Saying he left Democrats no choice but to move ahead.
He's the one who's dividing the country on this.
The president said little about impeachment before reporters hours later.
It's a hoax. It's a big fat hoax.
He'd earlier tweeted Democrats should get on with it so he can get a fair trial in the GOP-led Senate. The House is expecting a full vote by Christmas in just the fourth case of Congress trying to remove a chief executive. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A senior U.S. official said Iranian forces may have killed more than 1,000 people in response to protests that were sparked by the government's sudden and dramatic increase in fuel prices.
We have seen reports of many hundreds more killed in and around Tehran. And as the truth is trickling out of Iran, it appears the regime could have murdered over 1,000 Iranian citizens since the protests began.
Brian Hook acknowledged that the death toll figures were difficult to confirm, but they are certain many hundreds were killed and thousands wounded. Protests erupted last month after the government hiked fuel prices by as much as 300%. An expert no longer rule out the possibility of President Donald Trump scaling back the American military presence on the Korean Peninsula. While attending the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, summit in London Tuesday, Mr. Trump said continuing the U.S. military presence in its current state is up for debate. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A company that claims to have the first drug to slow mental decline from Alzheimer's disease made its case to scientists on Thursday at an Alzheimer's conference in San Diego, California. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The drug is called Ducanumab, and its goal is to help the body clear harmful plaques or protein clumps from the brain. Its developers stopped studies earlier this year because it didn't seem to be working, then did a stunning about-face in October and said new results suggest it was effective at a higher dose. Mary Carrillo is with the Alzheimer's Association and had no role in the study.
These are really uncharted waters for the Alzheimer's community. And what we can say about a 23% reduction in cognitive decline is that it is the largest reduction that we have seen to date in a clinical study.
The company leading the development of the drug, Biogen, says it will seek FDA approval early next year. I'm Shelley Adler.
A 23-year-old rape victim was set ablaze by a gang of men, including the alleged rapist, as she made her way to court in northern India Thursday. Maya Warmersley reports.
Doctors said the 23-year-old rape victim was left in a critical condition after Thursday's attack, stirring public outrage and shame over the number of crimes committed against women. All five men involved in Thursday's attack have been detained, police said in a tweet. Documents seen by Reuters show the woman had filed a complaint in March, alleging that she'd been raped at gunpoint on December the 12th, 2018. Having been subsequently jailed, the alleged rapist was released last week after securing bail, police said.
That was Maya Warmersley reporting. Uber reports that the more than 3,000 sexual assaults on 2018 rides. We get more on that story from Mike Gracia.
In a long-awaited first-of-its-kind safety report from the company, Uber admits more than 3,000 sexual assaults occurred during Uber rides in the U.S. in 2018. Uber says 229 of the assaults were rapes. In making the announcement, Uber said confronting sexual violence requires honesty. Uber also said it's making policy improvements, including stronger background checks, and working to find a way to share the names of drivers who've been banned for the most serious safety incidents. The company says in 2018, Uber rides were involved in 58 traffic fatalities. I'm Mike Gracia.
South Sudan's government has opened a special tribunal to try National Security Service operatives accused of committing crimes. Authorities say the tribunal is an attempt to end impunity and restore the image of the service damaged by numerous reports of human rights abuses. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.